Mitzvah in the Gemara. So we have the various explanations for the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to delve a little deeper to try to match up these various explanations in the Mishnah to various members that are quoted in terms of the dinim and implications of the din of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Keman Azra Had Amar of Yoshia Amar Rav Machlokes B'Shein Tfanos Magias Rischach. Avot Fanus Magias Rischach Afil Mal Me'esrim Amar Ksheira. The statement that Rav Yoshia said in the name of Rav, that the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah is about a specific case where the walls do not reach the Schach. However, should the walls reach the Schach, then everybody would agree, even the Tanakhama would agree, that it would be kosher l'mal me'esrim. The Gemara says, who does that follow? Which of the explanations that we just mentioned would make sense to say such a distinction? Keman k'rabba. That goes like Rabba. The Amar Mishum Dul Shalta Be'ena. Rabba's reason was the drasha man yidur aseichem. The person has to be aware that they are under Schach shel mitzvah. And l'mal me'esrim, they don't notice that they're covered by Schach shel mitzvah. Lo Shalta Be'ena. But that's only true when the Tfanas are not reaching the Schach. However, came in the Tfanas Magirus Rishach, Mishrat Shalta Ba'en. So this will come out now, Halacha, Lamaisa, Nafgamina, based on Rabbah's reason. The other reasons would not differentiate. But according to Rabbah's reason, the entire Mishnah is dealing with such a case. Says Rashi, Machlokes, or Keman, Rashi before, the Keman, Mehanacha Maroi Del El, that we had before, the three approaches, Rabbah of Zer and Rabbah, Azlahach, would this statement go according to? And what was the statement? Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is only by Tfanas in Magirus Rischach. But if Magirus Rischach, it would be kosher, Kuli Alma. That reason is like Rabba, who says that the problem is Lo Shalta Be'ena, but in the case where the Tfanas are reaching Rischach, Mishlat Shalta Be'ena. What exactly does that mean? Why is it true that if the Tfanas reach Rischach, you would notice the Rischach? So Rashi says, Derech Tfanas, since you're looking at the Tfanas, and when you're looking at the Tfanos, Memela, you are going to follow it along, and since there's no gap between the Tfanos and the Schach, Memela, you'll Memela notice the Schach as well. That's how Rashi seems to learn it. Rashi goes on, as far as the other reasons, however, you wouldn't make any distinction. De'i taima mishum aroihu, that means Rava's reason. Interesting how Rashi phrases it. Taima mishum aroihu. Maybe a bit of a smach to how we learned Pshat and Rava. That the way Rava started off by saying it was a problem of Aroi, but then Rava explained in answering Rabbi's Kasha that what matters is that it should be what? It should be Ra'ui to be Aroi, namely less than 20, where you could have made it Aroi. But Rashi calls that Taima Mishum Aroi, not Taima Mishum Ra'i, that it could be, you know, Ra'i for that. So we explained that the Pshat is, at the end of the day, Okay, so we had in the Rashi that the nafkamina of Tfanas Magirus Rischach is only true for Rabba and not for the other ones. Only true for Rabba. Rashi explains the imishum, the itai mishum aroi hu, omishum tzel. If it's the reason of aroi, which is Rabba's reason, or the reason of tzel, which is Rabba's Zera's reason, but Tfanas Magirus Rischach amai mod rabban. Why should the Chacham agree there? There should be no difference. Agav, we pointed out the Lashon of Rashi, Taima Mishum Aroi, sounds a little bit like what we said, that even after Rava explains what he meant, that it's not, that the reason why Chaf Amma is different is because you could not have made it in a manner of Aroi, and the problem is, therefore it becomes a Keva, and the reason why it's no good is because it's not Aroi. The problem is not a function of whether it's ra'oi, not ra'oi for aroi. The problem is whether it's defined as such, as aroi versus keva. I mean, the Lashon of Rashi would go well with that understanding. Okay, so that is the first statement that the Gemara has quoted and lined up with the shita of Rabba. Continues the Gemara. Keman azla hada amar av hun amar rav. Now we have another statement in the name of Rav, which also suggests that the machlokes is limited to one case and not others. Machokes b'she'en ba'ela arba amos al arba amos. The whole machokes in Mishnah about sukkah malmi chaf amah is only about a case where the sukkah's dimensions are 4 amos by 4 amos. Avo yesh b'yosem arba amos al arba amos. If the sukkah is wider than those dimensions, then afil malmi asem amah k'sheira. Then everybody would agree, there's no machokes. Every even Tanakam would agree k'sheira, says the Gemara, k'man k'rav zera. So that statement aligns with Rav Zera's explanation, the amah mishum tseihu, that the problem of Mami Chafama is that you don't have the tzeil of the schach, you're in the tzeil of the tfanos. But that would only be true if it's dalad amos by dalad amos. However, in a case where it's more than that, became a dervicha, once it's wider than arba amos by arba amos, ika tzeil sukkah. So the problem is no longer present, because there you'd have the tzeil of the tfanos, of the schach rather, even above chaf. Again, it's mashba, that's only for Rav Zera, but according to the other reasons, there'd be no reason to differentiate between whether it's wider than Arba Amos or it's exactly Arba Amos by Arba Amos. Says Rashi, Hachi Gassinan, Machlokes b'she'en ba'ela Arba Amos Arba Amos, Aval Yesh ba'yoser, then everybody holds Kshera, so that would go according to Rav Zera, the Amma Mishum Tzel, says Rashi, the Imishum Mishrat Eina. Because if the problem would be based on the fact that your eyes don't catch the schach above chaf, says Rashi, b'tfei midalad amos porta lo shota ba'ena. This word porta is difficult. What is Rashi saying? That the problem is going to be, even if it's more than dalad amos, but Rashi says porta. Porta means what?
A bit.
What does Rashi mean to say? Chayra, they point out, but so it says shas. Like, the point is that if it's, doesn't matter if it's a little bit or a lot, seemingly. The fact is that lo shelter ba'ena. So therefore, does someone want to say that really you shouldn't, Rashi's labda, of course, should take it out? L'maisa, the words of Rashi would suggest, if you were to take it literally, it sounds like Rashi is saying that the problem of lo shelter ba'ena would exist if it's more than 4 amos, but only a little bit more than 4 amos. So it's still lo shelter ba'ena. Nothing has changed by increasing the size of the sukkah by a small amount. But if you would increase the size of the sukkah substantially, and it's really, really wide, then there's something to say about, well, you notice, it's a very wide, wide schach, how much it's unclear, but very much, then you would in fact notice the schach even at a height of Mal Mechah. That would be the sense of reading the Rashi. The Rashash seems to take it that way. And he has a raya from the sky. Hashemayim yochichu. Right? Because we all notice the sky. Why? Ayitz l'mal mechaf ama. Okay? Because it's wide. Right? So obviously the wider something is, the more likely you're going to notice it, even if it's at a great distance away from you. I know you could quibble with the raya perhaps, but l'maisa, the svara is clear. But the shaila is lemaisa. Then, what would this mean? What would this mean, lemaisa? If you're going to get to a certain, dimensions which are a lot wider than dalad amos or dalad amos, would anyone suggest that it would become kasher according to Rava? Lo matsanu, lo shamanu. In fact, the Rashash points out Rashi Vayter is mashma not that way. So the Rashash tries to say that fundamentally, in theory, it should be better. Based on the svar that we just said, that the wider that the schach is, the more likely you're going to notice it, even at a great distance up. However, the chachamim are not going to try to create, differences between their halacha. If there's a psul, then the chachamim don't want it to be like, at this point it's going to change because it's very arbitrary. You can have to find exactly what that point is. It's not exactly a known quantity that we're familiar with. When it comes to the Shita of Rav Zera, so we know Dalet al Dalet. That is a very clear dimension. We know generally Dalet Amos is considered a Makom. So therefore, you can look at that Shear and say that is the Shear. And once you get beyond that, it's Kasher. If you're speaking about Rabba's reason, then Lamais, it's going to always be Puzzle, but in theory, it should have been Kasher. So then you can work out the word Porta. Lamais, Tosis clearly disagrees with Rashi. The Tosis here, Kirav Zera, look at, I know we didn't do the earlier Tosis, but just to look at the small one now, we can do it. Kirav Zera, da'ama mishum tseil, avo karaba da'ama mishum mishrat eina, lo. Dafil Rachava Tuva Lo Sota Ba'ena. So here, even if you go with Rashi Purta, Tosus is unequivocal about this. Tosus says Rachava Tuva, meaning there's no difference. I don't know exactly what to make of this. Is there a machlokas and a metzias? I mean, what would that mean? If Rashi is suggesting, at least in theory, if not in practice, that when it's very wide, you would notice it. And Tosus is saying the opposite. I don't know exactly what the base of machlokas on. But that's, if we go as purta, then that would be the sense that you get from Rashi. Again, it could be like lemaisa, it's not going to matter, because the Chum don't want to differentiate. Once you get to shiurim that are arbitrary, the hard to end up. But Tosus says clearly, even Rechava Tuva. Yeah.
Could you say the machlokas Rashi Tosus is what the threshold is for what's considered recognizing? For Rashi, maybe it's you have to notice that something's above you, but for Tosus, you have to recognize that like there's a something that looks like schach that's above you. If it's so high, maybe you can't really notice like what exactly
so
is it.
For Rashi, all you need to know is that there's something there, and for Tosus, you have to actually notice the actual thing. What do you mean? What would be the difference?
Like yeah. to see that it's actually schach, that it's kosher materials for schach.
The approach is good. The approach is good because Levaisa to say machlokas and metzias is not very palatable. I mean, so to say that rather that Rashi is looking for one type of recognizing and Tosus for a different type of recognizing, that I can hear maybe what you're saying, maybe. Avram, yeah.
I don't know if this is a stretch, but maybe Tosus says racha, so maybe. Tosfos saying like no matter how much you widen the sukkah, it's not going to change. It's not going to help. But when Rashi says that if you make it taller, maybe he's talking about height.
No. Tfei midalad amas purta. He's talking about width. Tfei midalad amas purta, as opposed to tfei midalad amas alad. But we're talking about width. That's the whole context of Rashi. In both directions, length and width is what you're saying.
Yeah. And Tosfos.
That's even. I don't know. No. Yeah, hard to say what you mean. Tosus means Rechava. I don't think so. Isaac, yeah.
Why does Rashi not say why it's a bad reason for Rava?
Right, here it does. Before he spelled out both are the...
He goes to both. Right, here, it's Lo Kechad, he goes to every single one. And here he only speaks about Rava.
And maybe there's no Chiddush in Rava. It's quite obvious.
Yeah. Was not so obvious in the first one, also.
But then you see, right? Rashi does it again for.
Yeah. Okay. Tadiuk. Rashi didn't say. The imish and mishkad ena, he could have said on the other one too. I know it's a good diuk. I don't know. It's a good ha'ara. Yeah.
Isn't Tosfos kind of say comparing? Like he's comparing against like the min. I said that he's like saying that like, the wire is the user. So you know, it's just that like. You'll notice, since the sukkah has a certain width to it, you'll be able to see the schach, because the schach has a certain width, as opposed to comparing to the korah, which is only tefach.
Get to that, Tosis. We'll get to Tosis. We'll hold till we get to Tosis for discussion. Yes, Rafi.
This shot, we kind of just disagreeing with the Meir you did earlier. You wanted to say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is how good the hector is. Not much. I mean, you said if you look up, you'll be able to see it.
Right.
So you're saying that even if you're going to look up, it's not going to be a good hacker.
Again, whatever the problem is of lacking hacker, Tosus doesn't see that a wider space, a wider schach, a bigger schach is going to change that.
I mean, even looking straight up at the Korah is not going to help. It's not like we were saying before that.
We'll get to the Korah in Tosus. I mean, in terms of the schach, the Tfanos. The Tfanos are not reaching the schach. That's the case. And the sukkah is wider than Dalet al Dalet. So it doesn't matter how much wider it is. That's what Tosus says. But Chava Tuva, nothing's going to change. Lo Shalta Be'ena. Rashi, if you take the word Purta at face value, Rashi seems to be saying that at least in theory, again, the Maisa could be that the real Obgog, but in theory, you would more likely see it. We're trying to say it's not Machokas and Metzius, it's probably Machokas in what each one requires in terms of Shalta Be'ena. That could be how you might do it, maybe what you said. So we have so far two points that would that have been stated, two members, Dafka both B'Shem Rav, and the third one is also going to be B'Shem Rav, and obviously Rashi is going to note in a bit that obviously Rav couldn't have said all three, so there's different versions of what Rav said. Rashi didn't note it yet, Rashi's going to note it the third time, but what we've seen so far is one statement of Yosha B'Shem Rav is that all would agree if the final speech is schach, and then we have the other statement, all would agree if it was bigger than Dalet al Dalet. Just in terms of the first statement for a second, so what was the case that Rabba, that if you go like Rabba, we would agree, Racham would agree, if the Tfanis reached the Schach? Why? Shalta ba'ena. Parsha Pshat, you see the walls, and Memeli, you see the Schach. Is that the only case that you can think of that should allow us to see the Schach? Think Balabatish. Can you think of some other mechanism that maybe should be helpful? Sign. Put a sign up. Hello? The Schach upstairs, the Schach above. Put a sign on the wall. It's interesting. In Erevin, something similar, not sign, but something similar called an amaltera is discussed in the beginning of Erevin. The Gemara discusses Hecker over there as well. We'll see in Tosis about this by Korah. Korah, Mishum Hecker. And the Malachachach is a problem that you don't know that the Korah is there and you're not going to have the Hecker to know that you can't carry outside of the Mavui. So the Gemara discusses the what's called an amaltera, different pshatim of the Gemara, but the common denominator is it's some kind of a structure that's affixed to the Korah that alerts you, that you notice, something that stands out, something coming out of it, some kind of a pole, whatever it is, that you notice. So, why not discuss the possibility of an amaltera working over here by Sukkah? We don't find it. The Gemara discusses it only in connection to Korah, to the case in Mavui. So the answer seems to be Pashut. Let a sign work, let a maltera work. So Semes talks about this question of maltera. The answer is that there's a difference between the din that you need a hecker over there and the din over here by Sukkah. There, it's a halacha, you need to have a hecker. Whatever works, works. You put a sign, you have maltera, this whatever structure that makes you realize. What is the halacha of Rabbah? That you need a hecker? Where does that halacha lie? What does it define? We discussed it at the time. Lash and Rashi back on the Mimar Aleph. Asay sukkah sheshivasa nikeres lach. It's halacha in the chetz of the sukkah. The sukkah has to be constructed, designed in such a manner that the Yoshiva Sukkah would be aware that they are in Seil Sukkah, that they're under Schach of the midst of the Sukkah. It's a function of the Sukkah itself. When you put a sign up, or put up whatever other kind of thing that's going to alert you, that's not in terms of the Sukkah. That's an extrinsic thing. That's an extrinsic reminder. That's not going to solve the problem, because the Sukkah Mitzad Atzma is constructed in a manner that does not allow for the Hecker. When the Tfanos reach the Schach, the Tfanos are a Chetz, part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. Okay, the Iker is the Schach, but the Tfanos are together. You need Tfanos, Sukkah needs Tfanos. So the Tfanos are part of the construct of the Sukkah. The Tfanos reach the Schach, and the Sukkah, Be'etzem, has in it the ability to have a Hecker. So that, therefore, is not a problem. However, to try to find something extrinsic, something incidental, that, oh, Mamela, I'll be able to notice, it's not going to solve the problem. The sukkah has to be such a sukkah that yeshivasa nikeres. The chur, that's why the Gemara doesn't connect the possibility of a maltera or whatever other type of simon that we're going to try to come up with over here. The only thing that can change the halacha is tfanas magis l'schach. The chur, that would be, I think, a simple answer to the question. So we have so far two statements, again, b'shem Rav, that would alter the case of that the machokis is revolving around. And each one corresponds to a different Amora. One corresponds to Rabba, one corresponds to Rav Zera. And Rabba would not differentiate on either of these grounds. Now we have a third statement. Keman Azra, the following. Had Amar Rav Chanan bar Rabba Amar Rav. What did he say? Machlokes, the whole machlokes in the Mishnah of Mal Michav, v'she'en machzekes ela k'dei rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. The sukkah is the size that it can contain the minimum, the amount of a person's head and most of their body and the table. Which we see later is the shir of Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. Now she adds a mashu later on a hoshayla, but Zayin al Zayin, that's the shir sukkah that there's a machokas around if the height is umal mechaf. Avo machzekes yoseh mechdei roshu b'vishulchan, no, but if it's more than that minimum shir, then afilu l'malam es v'mamak sheira. So then everyone would agree, even Tanakam agrees, that it will be kosher l'mal me'esrim. So who does that follow of the three Amoraim? Kaman de lo kechad. That differentiation between Zayin al Zayin versus more than that, Machzekes, Rosh v'Shulchanu versus more than that, that would not line up with any of these three Amoraim. And what in fact would be the basis for such a distinction? So Rashi is going to say, we don't know. Hard to know, but it certainly doesn't fit with any of the above explanations. Zokt Rashi. Hachigasina. Machlokes, v'she'en machzekes el kidei Rosh v'Shulchanu. But Rashi, wait a second, whose statement is this? Rav Chanan Baraba Amarav. Says Rashi, the Intoma, Kasha Derav Adarav. What does he mean? Because he just quoted Rav a minute before, who talked about the Machokis is where? Daud al Daud. Says Rashi, Amarayim Yinov Aliba Derav. Obviously Rav said one or the other, but different Amarayim were quoting Rav differently. Yeah, Rashi could have asked his Kasha a few lines above, right? Because we had the first statement, it was also of Yosha Amar Rav, that the Machokis is Ein Fas Magis L'Schach. And now there's a statement about Machokis by Dalet al Dalet, so, like, which is it? I guess that's not as much of a stark contradiction, because one is talking about the Tfanos, one is talking about the Shir Rocha. Maybe in theory, they're both true. Maybe Rav talked about two different issues. What? Well, the they don't, right? They don't square with each other. Right? Everyone's going to say later they argue with each other. Anyway, one's going like Rav, one's going like Zera. So at the end of the day, they don't really work. But these two, I think, are more direct stira, because here you're telling me the Machokis is these dimensions, width and length, Dalet al Dalet, and here you're telling me Zayin al Zayin. Maybe that's what Rashi asked it here. Or Rashi waited until after everything, until after all three statements, and Rashi's answer obviously would cover everything. Yeah, it's an easy way out. Yeah, command the lokechad, so that goes like nobody. Why? One by one, Rashi says. If the reason was Rabbi's reason of Mishlet Eina, Bishiur, the Yosef Mechde Rosh Bishulchano, also Shalta. So, not going to matter. It's Rosh Shalta Eina if it's more than Rosh Bishulchano. But Tzel Nami Leka. And the problem of Tzel, you don't have the tzel if it's just because it's more than Zayin al Zayin, but the problem is still there that you have no tzel of the sukkah. Machitzas keva nami bayit. And you need and what? Machitzas keva nami bayit, meaning it requires, if it's more than esrim, even if it's a little more than Zayin al Zayin, you're going to require machitzas keva, which is the problem that it's not a right. Yeah, Rashi has another point. What's rosh v'rubo? L'chayra, when you sit, typically, the way we imagine ourselves sitting, so Rosh and Rubah are the same thing. You're sitting erect, so your Rosh is here and your body is here. So, like, what do you talk about? Rosh or Rubah is two distinct things. Rashi explains because of the way that the norms were then. Derech Su'udas and Seba Haisa, they would recline when they ate, ambitos, on sofas. Umesubin outside Smolam, that's how they did typically. They had Haseba on the left, and they would be lying down when they ate. The Inochin Skufin, they would not be standing in a position like we are when we're eating, which is straight up. The Yoshvin, Kamonu, in a sitting position like us. So Fika Chutzvach Loma, Rosho Virubo. Because it could conceivably could have Rosho in one place and Rubo in another place if you're in a position that's lying down, inclined. Or, you know, the other way around. Ufuka Kitana, a smaller size sukkah, Sherosho Nechnasba, Shulchano. Velo rubo, you have maybe a rosh in the table, but not rubo, a rosh of rubo v'shulchano. So in order to be able to say that the shear is that much, so you have to talk about, given the fact that the position is such that you're lying down, so you have to say enough to fit rosh of rubo v'shulchano. Okay, those are the three statements. L'maisa, what's the pshat in this amora? So again, doesn't like anybody. So what is it? Rashi's going to say a minute later. It's we don't know pshat. Rashi's going to say in a couple of lines in the Gemara, we don't know exactly why there should be any psul at all, because based on that, you can know that there's a difference between Zayin al Zayin and more. Tosu says something, we'll see already now. Kiman de lo kechad, v'divri Rav Chanan bar Rabba tzricha taima. Yes, so exactly. Where's he coming from to make such a distinction? Yes, before Shem, Mishum Dahaver Elushal Tanagolin. That if you have a sukkah that is so high and so narrow, In other words, the shear is zayin al zayin in terms of length and width, fachin that is, and it's so high in terms of height, then it's like a what? A chicken coop. So high and so small. I guess they had to keep do it such a way that chickens wouldn't escape. So they had high walls and they would be very, very small and narrow. Chicken coop is very narrow and small. What exactly is this psul? What is this? A new halach. A new halach. What?
Not new for us.
Huh?
Not new for us.
Not new for us. What do you mean? What it, explain.
It was arrived for Rabbi Shitan, Shitas Rabbi.
So we were saying in a different direction. It's not a sukkah. We're talking this that it leaves the category of sukkah, becomes a bais. But how are you going to say it's in the other direction? Sukkah means a dira. A dira sarai. But once it has a certain surah that is, you know, subpar, I don't want to call it dira srucha, that's a separate inyan that we have later on, that could be, we have to know if that's a dinda raisa bachal, exactly dira srucha, but Tosus doesn't use those words. But it's not a sukkah. You see that from the words of Tosus. Once you get wider, then Rosh Hashanah, nafka mechaud, akruye sukkah. So what do you get from the words of Tosus? That when it's like a Rosh Hashanah golem, the problem is it's not called a sukkah. Sukkah means it has to have some framework of sukkah. Just like we said, it shouldn't be like a bayis, it should be like a sukkah. That's what you're referring to. So in the other direction as well, if it has very narrow dimensions and width and length, and it's so tall, that's not a sukkah. That's a Rosh Hashanah golem. Pashtus is a dindoraisa. Once it gets a little wider, then already it's not a Rosh Hashanah golem, it's called a sukkah already. That would be, according to Tosus, the reason for this other shita, fourth pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't have such a svar, he doesn't know what it's about. Tosus suggests something. Yeah, Moshe.
Would there be a pasuk for this? Like, it's derived from the pasuk?
Again, how do you know bias is excluded? Sukkah is not a bias. So sukkah is not a Lush Tanah Golem. What? Teshvu. You can always say like that also. It's not a king to Dura, it's not Teshvu. Look at the pasuk of Teshvu. Tosus got kruye sukkah, so meaning if it's zayin al zayin and 20 more than 20 amps high, it's not a sukkah. Let's see in a few more lines in the Gemara, then we'll see the Tosus in. Says the Gemara now, Bishlama, Rav Yoshia, Priga ad Rav Huna, Rav Chanan Baraba. It's the Gersa that we have. We have three statements that we just quoted, all b'shem Rav. Rav Yoshia spoke about that the machokis is only by itfanos that are namagius l'schach. We had Rav Huna talked about machokes when it's Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos and not more. And we have Rav Chanan bar Rabba, the machokes is only by machzekes, Rosh Hashanah, and not more. If it were more than that, it would be kasher. So now, meanwhile, the Gemara wants to understand what are the implications for the issue of the Shir Sukkah, and is there machokes about that? Bishlam Rav Yoshia, Pliga ad Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Clearly, there's a machokes between Rav Yoshia and the other two that were mentioned afterwards. In terms of what the Inu Koyavi Shira v'Mishcha, they gave a shear in terms of the width and the length, the Meshach Sukkah, meaning the length and the width of the sukkah. One talked about Dalet al Dalet, one talked about Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. The Iu Lo Koyav Shira v'Mishcha. He was silent about that. The only thing he talked about is the question of Tzadfagias l'Schach. And he doesn't talk about the shear in length. So he's clearly not looking at the shear sukkah in terms of a particular shear. Elo Rav Huna Rav Chanan bar Rabba, but the two of them, neima behechshe sukkah kamithligi. Should we suggest that they are arguing about what is the minimum shear for sukkah? The marsa behechshe sukkah ba'arba amos. The first one, meaning Rav Huna, his opinion, his shita is that the shear sukkah, the minimum shear is dalet al dalet. And the other one holds, Rav Chanan holds that the minimum shear is zayin tfach ma zayin tfach. In other words, what is it that they heard from Rav? They heard from Rav that the machlokes in the Mishnah of Yehudah HaChacham is in a sukkah at its minimum shear. But question is, what is that minimum shear? And therefore, one holds the minimum shear is dalet al dalet amos, and one holds machzekes Rav Yoshia b'shulchanah. Of course, the reason ultimately comes down to what we said before, that based on the distinction, if you go with Rav Zeira, then it's going to mean more than dalet al dalet, would be kasher because there's no problem. You have the tail. And as far as the reason of Zion al Zion, so we can go to Tosfos or not know what the reason is, but it's not a Lusha Tanagolim anymore. But meanwhile, each one was talking about the minimum Shiasuk. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to assume that the Machlokes also includes the Machlokes about what is the minimum Shia. Maybe that's not in dispute. Lo, the Kula Yalma, everybody agrees Hechsha Sukkah would be Rosh Abu Shulchan, that the Shir Sukkah to be kosher doesn't have to start at Dalet Amos. Even Rav Huna agrees that the Shir Sukkah to be kosher could start at Rosh Abu Shulchan. The Mar Savar, the Machzekes Rosh Abu Shulchan Pligi, that the Machokes is only at that minimum Shir. Avo Yosef Me Rosh Abu Shulchan to be Akok Shera, that is Rav Chanan. And the reason Tosis gave us is because it's not a Lushan Tanagolim anymore. Rashi doesn't know what the reason is. But that is the minimum shear for everybody. But the first, but Rav Chanan says that more than that is kasher. Even Lamal Michav, Umar Savar, this is now Rav Huna, he agrees that the minimum shear is Machzekes, Rosh V'Shulchano, not Dalet Amos, even less than that. But he owes me Rosh V'Shulchano ad Dalet Amos Pligi. The Machokes is from the Zayin al Zayin Tfachin through Dalet Amos, all that is where there's a machokas. Avoyosmi Dalet Amos to Vakokshir. So we don't have to pin down the machokas to revolve around what the minimum shear is. Minimum shear could be Rosh Hashanah. But the question is whether anything changes once you get wider than that. Again, more about the Shia Sukkah is going to come up, obviously, on the next Talmud. Zakt Rashi. Lemishcha. L'meshach ha-sukkah, the Amar, ben gedola, ben ketana, lo nechiku, elo b'sh'ein funus magios. See, the machokis is whether, however big, however small, as long as the funus don't reach. Elo Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan, the Amri taima d'Rabbanan, b'shi'ura d'mishchahu. Mar Amar Dalet Amos, Mar Amar Rosh v'Shulchano. So what is that about? Neima, b'hechsha sukkah, b'arka u'b'rach b'pligi. The Tarvayu Islu, both of these Amaroyim hold the Chi Pligi Rabbanan, the Sukkah Hamitzum Semes, the Shiur Hechser, Orech Sukkah Pligi. The Chi Pligi Rabbanan, the Sukkah Hamitzum Semes. They're arguing about the minimum Sukkah, the Shiur Hechser, Orech Sukkah Pligi, but Tvei, Miha Mechshiri. Machokis is limited to that minimum Shiur Sukkah. More than that, it's Kasher. Afili Gavoa, even Lamalmi. The Kaiba de Vicha, and why should it be that way? Why should it be, once it's wider than that minimum shear, why should it be kasher? See, Rashi says, either because once it's wider, ikat sel sechach. No, that would be according to who? According to who? Right, but, and which I'm over now? Rav Huna. Oh, Taimachrina, Lachshira. Who's that? Rashi's, that's Rav Huna, because we don't know what the reason would be, but. Rashi doesn't know the reason. The Rav Huna Savar, E.F. Shilahamid Machuktan, the Pchusa B'Dalet Amos. You can't make the Machukas less than Dalet Amos because then you have anyway a problem separate from the height. The Imkain Balav Gvoa may Esrim Amapsula. That would be possible regardless of the height. The Echshu Sukkah Ba'aba Amos Kirebi. This is a Shita of Tanoim, Dama Kaman Hachidav Gimel. So he would go like Rebbe, that the Shir is Dalet al Dalet, so you have no choice but to start with that. Once you get more than that, it could be kashas. And machokis is going to be dafka at that shear of Dalet al Dalet. And the other one would say, and the Gemara's Dochen says no. Avo Yosef Mechtei Rosh Rubok Sheira. Wait a second, this is going on what? This is still in the Havamina, no? Avo Yosef Mechtei Rosh Rubo. Masa Rosh Rubo. Amas Masa Rosh Rubo. What is this going on? But Yosef Mechde, what? This is a maskana. Really, Machok, really, everyone agrees the minimum shear is Zayin al Zayin. But one holds that once you get more than that, it will be kasher. Another one says it's going to be continued, right? It will be pasul all the way until Dalet Amos, right? But Yosef Mechde, Rosh Ruk Sheira. The further, Rav Chanan holds once it gets wider than that, it's kasher. Again, Rashi says the time of the pasul, Malmi Esim, go Yedialon. Rashi is consistent throughout. Rashi doesn't know about Lushu Tanagolan. Rashi says, we don't know why. We only know the three Amaraim, we don't know anything more. So we don't know why. Umar Savar, oh, but the other one would also agree in what? That the minimum shear is seven fachim. But the machlokes would extend even until Dalet Amos. Umar Savar, Bechdei was Mishachano, Vechein, Biyosef, and also more than that, Ad Dalet Amos, Pligi, Vigova, if it would be 20 Amos, more 20 Amos, Vitaima Mishim Tzil, because that's how he has to go, with the Zera. Abo Biyosef Midalet, Lo Pligi, why? The Kim Devichik Tzil. So this new point in the Gemara is trying to pin down whether there's another Inyan that they're arguing about, which the Gemara says is not necessarily Mukhrach at all. It could be all agree the minimum shear is this Machzekes, Rosh Mishachano, but the Machokes is at what point the Chachamim would agree. Do they agree immediately after it gets wider than that minimum shear of Zayin al Zayin? Why Rashi says, I don't know, Tosis suggests something. Or does it only change when you get beyond Dalet Amos, al Dalet Amos because of Azdeiros reason? Okay, Adkan, the Gemara here. Let's see Tosis. The Kevan did Fanos Magias Rishach. Mishlet Sota Ba'ena. This is back on Rav Yoshe's statement. The Gemara connects Rav Yoshe's statement that Magias Rishach would be kosher because the reason is like Rabbah, and here there's no problem of Lo Sota Ba'ena. You would notice Fektos V'lo Dami L'Ner Chanaka V'Koras Mavoi V'lo Chashev Heker L'Mal Me'esrim Apishah Koral Gabi Ksalim. Tosus brings near Chanukah and Koras Mavui, where there's a problem of Heker, L'mal Me'esrim. The din of Mavui is the Mishnah in Erevin, and near Chanukah is the Memra that we had in Amid Aleph, quoted by Tosus, of Psua Kisuka Kamavui. And there is a Heker, after all, because the Korah is Al-Gabik Solim, so there's something there that's going to allow you to see the Korah, because it's situated on the walls. By near Chanukah, Tosus doesn't spell it out, but obviously it's also on something. So the same way the Tfanos allow you to follow the Tfanos up to the Schach, and therefore there's no problem by Sukkah, so why would you say there's a problem Bechlal by Erevin and by Ner Chanukah? Simple kash. It's Tosus, there's a difference. The Hasim Korah Tefach. The Korah is only a Tefach wide. Therefore, Lo Shalot Ba'ena come up with Sukkah to Rechavah Tuva. It's only a Tefach. That's why, even though you have the wall that connects with it, you still won't notice it. Whereas Sukkah, which is Rechava Tuva, right, it's at least Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. That's the minimum shear. So when you have that kind of a schach, and you have tfanos that are reaching it, then you'll notice a schach. If it's just Tefach wide, then even though you have the walls, same thing by Ner Chanukah, I guess. Ner Chanukah is not as wide as the shear of the schach of a minimum size Sukkah. So you wouldn't necessarily notice it, even though there's a candle burning, right? Yeah. Candle. So it doesn't directly address Ner Chanukah, but he's asking and answering from both. That's the chilk Tosus wants to make. Maisa, said there are other drachim in Rishonim. Not everyone is satisfied with this answer. The Ritva has another thought, and based on this, he's miyashiv the kasha from Korah. Why is it that it's shalta ba'ena when Tfanos reached the schach? So the way it appears from Tosus and from Rashi is that you look out and you see the dolphin. And the dolphin, your eyes follow that, and as it follows that, you follow it up. There's no gap between the Tfanos and the Schach, and maybe you'll notice the Schach as a result. And then you have the problem that we were raising now from Korah, and Tosus gives the answer, yeah, but only if you're dealing with a wide enough Zayin Tfachim, Schach, that's when it will help that you see the Tfanos and then you'll go to the Schach, but not with a Korah that's only a Tefach wide. The Ritva doesn't like Tosus' answer, and he has a different way of understanding the Gemara. What's the Pshat of Shalta Ba'ena when the Tfanos reached the Schach? We'll read it from the Ritva inside. He says, Perush, Lav Mishum the Hashta that Tfanos Magios Rishach Ma'aini Batfei. It's not because the walls reach the Schach that you're more likely to notice it. So how am I? Why should that be? Besu, furthermore, Hare Mavui, Shat Tfanos Magios Lukora, Upas, Upas, Upsula. Paschal Emishim Black of Kera. The reason over there is Black of Heker, even though it's the same issue. You see, it's connected. V'doche kulomar. The shiny hasam ein derechad bi'enav. Mikol makom, he says, the difference is following. When you're surrounded by tfanos that reach all the way up, and the tfanos mean you have at least two whole tfanos, and then the third one, a few tefach, and it's going all the way up to the schach. So you are recognizing, you feel naturally that you're enclosed. Because don't forget, you have enclosures, at least two plus it's going all the way up. So then, roa atzvam mechusa va'ome tachas kiruya. Then you feel yourself in an enclosed area, and then you recognize that you're under schach. So what is it that gives you the reminder? Not the fact that you have walls, that you're looking at a wall. It's the perception that you're enclosed. If you're enclosed, then you recognize you're enclosed on top as well. If you feel enclosed by walls, then you're also naturally going to feel enclosed by the schach. Yes?
So, what is that opinion that if you were to have like walls that were 20 almost high, but then schach that's 100 almost high, according to Rava's reasoning, then that would...
Interesting. What if the walls are very high, but they would not make you a suschach? What? Well, you think so? You think you might see you have the hargasha, but lo shemanu. Perhaps that doesn't seem correct. You mean maisa? You're asking good question. Why wouldn't that do it?
Even the walls is high.
It's a very high wall, but it doesn't reach the schach.
You have to say that. Say even walls are just as high as me. I feel enclosed. That doesn't necessarily in the prospect of schach.
There's another nafkamina. I hear your kasha. What about another? Give me another nafkamina, maybe, based on this ritva.
Why is mavoi not...
No, mavoi... No, because it's just one.
It's two walls, no? Mavoi? Oh, they're not next to each other. They're parallel
to each other. Yeah. It's different. Here they're... Right, here they're perpendicular. What would be another nafkamina? I hear your kasha. It's good. What else could you think of that? According to the ritva versus Tosus. According to Rashi and Tosis, it seems to be based on, you look out, you see the wall, you follow the wall up, and if there's no gap, memeli you see schach. According to Ritva, it's because of the feeling of being enclosed. What would you say is another anafkamina, maybe, that you can come up with between the Ritva, Svara, and Tosis? Tosis and Rashi, that is, yeah?
You're like very open, like very big windows in the sukkah.
So you won't feel enclosed.
Like, love it.
That's another interesting. That's not a good shayla. I was thinking about this. Could be discussed. Would love it count? Tfanos magil. I don't know how to exactly go on this, but I'm just once you're mentioning it. Does magilus l'schach have to mean mamish at to the schach, or if it's within three tefachim of the schach, that's called magilus l'schach? What would you think? And could that be possibly in the gay of this question?
Well, we said even six.
No, generally we talk about lovewood in terms of filling gaps. But here the issue is Hecker. So if it's within three tefachim of the schach, would that be sufficient to be called magius schach? Or if the problem is lack of Hecker, then love is not going to solve that for you. It's an interesting shayla to be ma'ayin into. Would love be called magius schach or not? Within love, yeah?
Like, if it's 21 hours tall and there's only three tefachim, separate, like,
this is what he's asking. That's what he comments.
Why wouldn't there be love according to both the Ritva and Tosos? According to Tosos, you get up to three tefachim.
You have to know when you say you look at the dolphin and you follow it up, but there's a gap. But it's less than three tefachim. Is that a gap? Does love also affect your visual perception, or is love just a lamda shalachic concept? But in terms of visual perception, if there is a gap means that you're not going to go over that gap and notice the schach. You're going to
so
stop.
Far,
that's the question. How does love play out in terms of this issue of Hecker? That's what we're wondering. Mestam would be a machokas, I would be guessing. Someone would have to talk about it, I imagine. And then you have to look behind in the Nasikel and Shulchan Aruch. How would you say about within love? I want to know, there's another nafkamina people should latch on to here in the Ritva versus Tosis. Yeah.
Like one really tall wall.
One wall is Magilus Chach. Well, wait. And not the others. One wall reaches to the strach, all the way, forget love, all the way up. No, so tell me, according to Tosis, then what would you say?
Follow that wall up.
Follow the wall up. So all you need is one wall, and there you know, you see the strach because of the one wall. But according to the Ritva, the whole reason why you notice the strach is because you have the sense of being enclosed, you have to have at least two walls. That's what the Aruch HaNer wants to suggest. That would be enough gemina. But the Lashon HaGemara is what? Tfanos! Tfanos magios l'schach would therefore be mashma that it has to be two walls. Like, at least two walls. What? Yeah?
No. Also, I think, like, if I'm sitting with my back to that one wall that goes all the way up,
also good. What if, so what would you say? If you're not facing, the walls of the Yerushalayim. So good, I think you're right. So that's very good. You're timing good. Does it matter if you yourself are positioned in the sukkah facing the thing? As long as the chetz of the sukkah has in it the ability to attract your attention to the schach, let's say you're sitting in the sukkah with a blindfold on. You're not yotze? The whole halacha, that we said it many times, the halacha of Mishnah, even within Rabbah, it's not halacha in the yeshiva sukkah din that the gava has to notice. There might be a separate inyan to notice that, to direct makir, the inyan of the lace. But in terms of this halacha, it's a function of the chetz of the sukkah itself. As long as you would be able to see it, where you're sitting, where you're looking is not as important. So if you say one wall would be enough, then where you're facing is not, doesn't matter if you're facing or not facing. But the Lashon HaGemara, though, is mashma tefanos magios l'schach. The Ritva, for sure, that's correct. There has to be more than one wall. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the feeling of being enclosed. There's another svara I saw in the Iri, just on this question, why to bechal between our case and the case of Mavui. Could be an answer also from the Chanuk as well. He brings, in the beginning of the Erevin, he brings this kasha, and he brings what they want to suggest as an answer, that that there it's only in Tefach, and here it's seven. I mean, according to Tosis Teretz, it would be nafgamina. If you have a wide kora, it would work for Malamiesti. Hang on a second. The Meiri thinks, according to the answer of Tosis, how come you don't find in the Gemara any mention that if the wider Korah, that would be kasher, the Malamiesti? He says, I'll tell you what I think. Zu shel sukkah ni mefarish ba, shem mitoch noyin sheba. Sukkah has noy sukkah. Once you have noy sukkah, adam nosin ena bekosa. What gets you to see the walls? The noy sukkah. If they're hanging from the schacha, from the walls, but people look at the noy sukkah. That already catches their eye. Once they see the noy sukkah, they notice the wall. Once they notice the wall, then they go up and they see the schach. The Mela, you don't have any basis to say this by Koda. That's what he says. Adam knows in of the coast, and Enom Mavsik Baba does so at Shiras Kula. Ukshumabit, the Rosha Dolphin, a Machubal Schach, say a schach, a Samachon near Imo Vishibasa Takas of Sachemi Karasko. Then the Miri suggests maybe another chiluk, but he knocks it down. He says, let's suggest the following chiluk. Sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah in one place, a station. Mavoi, you're walking around. So maybe that's the difference. Why is it better Magir Sushach over here than over there? Because here you're in a position to notice it more likely because you're sitting in one spot. So Magir Sushach helps you. But by Mavoi, where you're walking, where is that svara mentioned? The Gemara in Erevin mentions such a svara, but the Gemara says at the end it's not a reason to be machalik. Gemara thinks maybe Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum and one would agree to the other in the other case, because it's, but at the end, Gemara says it's all the same. It says if it's all the same, then within this svara of Rabba being Moda, there should be no basis either for the distinction. So therefore, he suggests it, but he rejects it. He's saying maybe in terms of the Gemara, there's no distinction, but in terms of this particular detail, you could. But the Miri doesn't think that it should matter. So that he doesn't like. But he does want to suggest that the difference is that by sukkah, there's noy sukkah, which gets you to the wall, which then gets you to the schach. Let me read you the line that you're talking about. Good, you looked at the Meiri. The Meiri mentions two. One of them sounds like Rashi and Tosfos. The other one is somewhat similar to the Ritva. Maybe not exactly, but let me read the Lashon. If you have it in that first same paragraph of the Meiri says, starts off with the case, that's the problem case. Ad esrim amma ad amargish b'schach shal malayim. No, until 20 you notice the schach. Sh'api sheish aver harbe mafsik, even though there is a gap. Ad sh'os aver ha'yiroi ligrim moshe yishkach in ha'schach. However, ho'o v'en ha'schach gavoha, yef shal ad ablon nesiyos afaf ma'at. You might say you have at some point raising your head, v'habi rog sos ha'schach, l'shaita u'margish. Avo koshik v'o mesim amma. And the aver harbe mafsik ben fanus l'schach. Then in aschach niralo elam came mashlich rosh al achorav until you're mamish going totally back with your head lisa in abu mala in abu matzli bekach. We quoted that part last time. The lamad to ledase sheim hayu atfanos magius l'schach. Then af lamal meestrim ksheira l'shtei sibot achas shemitoch sheein sham avir mafsik. No sin lave out silo, shalo machmas funus levad huba, el af machmas chach. What is the first reason? There's no gap in ear, in space, then you're noticing the shade, and you're using the shade is coming from the schach. It's not exactly the ritva, but it's in the same basic approach, that there's a perception that there's in the schach here. The old. So Adam asoy liten ena b'mashe lefanav. You're going to used to seeing things in front of you. Ukshenosen ena b'kosel eno mafsek b'habat hasa. Once you see the wall, you don't stop your gazing at that. Atzayiras kula. Now you see the wall. You see, you begin to look up on that wall, and then ukshenapik b'nosa dofen. Oh, the wall goes up, and then the next thing you know, you're hitting your visual space is now going to cover the schach. So the second reason of the Meiri is like the way Rashi and Tosfos are learning. And then you have to be machalik between Mavoy and the Meiri. And Ervin says, yeah, because why do you look at the wall? Because of the Noisim. Here he doesn't mention it. First reason is sort of like a different reason, but again, the Ritva has it his way, the Meiri has it his way. So what do you want to say with that? What's your second point?
I was saying that those were...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
there's a problem.
Yeah,
the second.
Yeah. Second, you have to machalik and deal with whatever spar you're going to say lechalik. Yeah, Yaakov, Moshe, Mickey. Yeah.
What in the air and the decorations? What happened? Like, what do you say that it's not a kosher? Like,
what if it didn't have noi? So like, go back to what we said. So what if the sukkah didn't have noi? So when it become pasul?
So like, if that's the determining.
Tell you what, there's a chiddush in that sukkah because. We're learning that the pshat is that the sukkah has to be constructed in a manner that would naturally lead you to notice chach. Whether you do or not is not the point, as long as it's built in. But the built-in has to be built into the sukkah. We explained before, an amaltera won't work for you, and a sign won't work for you. But the Meiri says, what's working?
Nois
sukkah. So there's a chiddush here. The nois sukkah is considered to be a chelk of the sukkah. Even if you don't necessarily need it, kasha without it. But that's part of the concept of the sukkah. That's a chiddush. Because as we said, pashas, a sign wouldn't be enough. And the reason why it's triggered is because of the noi sukkah. And what if the sukkah didn't have noi? Would it be pasu or kasha? If it's magios or schach? No. What do you say? According to the Meiri and Erevin, what would you say? Question in Havana. According to the Meiri and Erevin, if the sukkah had fanus magios or schach but didn't have noi sukkah, and the whole point that makes it better than Mavui is because of the noi sukkah. What do you think? Kasher or pasul? Pasul?
No, because of Mavui, you'd say if it has Magios Sukkah, right?
By Mavui, it doesn't matter. It's always pasul. Even if it's connected. So, if right now this sukkah wouldn't have the heker, because after all, just the wall itself wouldn't do it. It's because of the noi. So now would it be pasul because of that? Or because the sukkah could have no sukkah, that's enough to be machshir. Before was the other direction. We said, beside the sukkah, the heker could exist. He says that right now I'm sitting in a position that I don't notice the dolphin, or I'm blindfolds, or whatever it is, but that's not going to take away the heksher sukkah. The sukkah has in it the ability that the yosh of a sukkah could be machshir, the schach. But here we're saying that the heker of Tasma gives the schach by Ramal Meestrim is because of the noise sukkah, says the Meiri. What if there's no noise sukkah? Then we'll think it could be kasha. Since the sukkah could have no, what? No. No, no, Moshe. Yeah.
According to the Miri, that no, it would be part of the sukkah. If you have a sign on decoration, then you only go.
No, we don't need come on to that. You don't need come on to that. Once you have the noy, then maybe you don't need the sign.
The noy is for the walls, but once you have a sign...
No. The sign we had before was with the walls don't reach the schach.
Right,
so but you put a sign up, so that won't help you.
The sign is the decoration, and it's not...
Ah!
The sign is
use the noy to get you...
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't do the sukkah, I'd reach the noy.
Interesting. Interesting. I know. Only when the noy gives you to the dolphin, if the noy itself could lead you to the schach directly. What if to go to the do by the dolphin?
Yeah,
is what you're saying. Make a sign. If the amount of it would be a noy circuit, according to the meter. Interesting. All right. Okay. But it has to be part of that. That's what
yeah.
you think. It has to be somehow connected to the chesed of the sukkah. Yeah.
Is there an objective noy circuit? Or maybe you could say a person naturally walks in the circuit, even if it's very basic. You walk in the beautiful stuff and then.
Okay, so you can be defiled for a long time in this back and forth. Yeah, yeah.
Just a question. I thought we weren't dealing with the
questions,
like blindfoldness.
No, I'm trying to show you that it doesn't matter whether you yourself are in a position to recognize or not. The issue is a function of the construct of the sukkah itself, whether it allows for a hecker to exist. Not whether the individual is going to have that hecker or not for himself. That's not going to take away, you know, from the sukkah being kosher. Whether he does or doesn't recognize is irrelevant. As long as the sukkah lends itself to having such a hecker.
So is noy not kind of getting into
the... No, so what we put in with the noy is, because the Ivi explains that the whole point of the Gemara is, why is it then the Tanas Rishon Schach are you going to notice? Not because there's a dolphin there. There's a dolphin by Mavoi also, there's a wall. It's because you're going to look at the dolphin because you're going to look at the noy. And from there, you're going to go to the dolphin. And from the dolphin, you're going to get to the schach. But we noted that if you just made a sign, stamazayf, the walls did not reach the schach. That would not work. A maltera equivalent would not work. So why is Amiri working with noy as the device? So chur, that means because the noy is part of the sukkah. If you put a sign that says, look at the wall, and then the wall is going to this. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
There's a difference between looking at the wall. You can get the attention to the wall, but you don't look anywhere.
So then it could be extrinsic, because ultimately it comes back to the wall.
Yeah.
The wall itself wouldn't get your attention. So the sign would do it. The sign wouldn't be by itself enough to say, look at the schach. So the sign should be good enough to say, look at the wall. And then the schach would be better. I don't think so. If it's extrinsic, extrinsic. The answer is noy is not extrinsic. Noy is a chesed of the sukkah. He didn't have the noy, that was a shayla. What would be that? Okay, this all one friend of sheep, no one else says it. It's just an Irene Erevin says that. But, you know. Okay.
So this Svara is dealing with why the Rabbanan should agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it's above 20 amos. So, Lefi, this, wouldn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda would machshir Ner Chanukah above 20 amos?
We had this shayla. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold by Ner Chanukah? We asked this question in the Meralef.
This
right?
Seems like it should be proof that he would hold it.
Why?
Because we're bringing in the context of would Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yehuda? When would Rabbanan agree with Yehuda? When the walls are like, yes, l'skach. So.
No, it wasn't that. It was no. We're asking in general. There's a halacha, even if the Rabbi Yehuda himself would agree by Ner Chanukah. But if something changes when you have a hecker, then it should be kosher by Ner Chanukah too. The problem, Ner Chanukah, could be Rabbi Yehuda as well, we thought, because you need a greater level of piersim. That was our chidush.
Right.
And maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree by Ner Chanukah because the standard of piersim is high. You know, you need a greater piersim. Rabbi Yehuda says, it wouldn't be enough the fact that you sometimes look. You need to be able to look more frequently. But if there's a hecker that you can get because of the connection to where where your neighbors are, then it should be enough.
So this is not bringing it to the Rabbanan.
What I think you can be asking, maybe it would be a good question, is if what we said is correct, that by Ner Chanukah, the piersim that's required is a higher level piersim than by sukkah, which is why Rabbi Yehuda perhaps could even be more there. So maybe the hecker that exists of Shota Ve'ena Derech HaDofen might be sufficient by Mavli, but not by Nechanaka. In other words, maybe Nechanaka you don't need the Teretz of Tosis because it's more narrow. There, just because the standard is greater, you need a greater piercing, so this is not going to be sufficient. I don't know. It's a svar, but I don't know if it's correct or not. But Maaseh Tosis sounds like he's answering both. But the question about the Pibas mode there is not right one way or the other, because Maaseh, whoever holds his puzzle, everybody or just Rabbanan, why isn't it better? Because after all, the narrows are not just in the air, they're connecting to a wall, and you can see the wall, so you'll see the narrows.
The Rabban don't need to be better. I mean, so we weren't sure. I mean, with the Yudas, it didn't need to be better for the Mavoi.
No, the Chachamim hold his puzzle, and Al-Michat. So how come, but if Rabba says that you agree when the dolphin reaches the top, then right. The Ner Chanukah should be kosher too.
Wouldn't
Chanukah
only be
Deraisa,
so
should he
be more
machmer by
Sukkah?
Yeah, but I said we kind of the other direction, because if the reason why Yehuda is arguing is because he holds that even an infrequent hacker is also called a hacker. That's when the hacker is this type of a hacker. When the hacker is pure Sumenisa, if you just say that already, you know, you need a greater type of, more frequent type of, you know, looking. We didn't know for sure. We thought maybe we would agree with Echad. Okay, Kopanim, let's go right. This is the Tosis of Panas Makis Hashach. Next Tosis. Yeshba Yosef Mi'arba Amis. Afilu Mal Mi'esim Ksheira. This is the statement of who? Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara had a shayla exactly. Does he hold that the minimum shear is Dalet Amis, or is the minimum shear Zayin? Al-Zayin, Machzeh Lushachano, but either way, the Machokis would disappear when you get Lamala, you get wider than Dalet al-Dalet. So Tosus comments about what the Maskana is, L'Besof Masik. The Gemara concludes the Maskana, the Rav Huna Savar, that this Rav Huna, he holds Mirosho Beruv Shulchano, which is already Kasher, Ah, Dalet Amos, all that pligi, that's where there is a machokes, Yosmi Dalet Amos Ksheir. Tosus prefaces what he's about to ask with the maskana. You have to know why this preface is necessary for this next kasha. But Tosus starts by just telling us what the maskana is. And then Tosus has a simple kasha, the tema. The chinachshir, the rechava masu, Yosmi Dalet Amos, im haisa gvoa me esma fil tuva, havada en kan sel suki. What's the basis for being machshir once it gets wider than Dalet al-Dalet? Because now there is tzel in the schach, not just in the tfanas. There's tzel in the schach. The Tosus says, what does that mean? You have Dalet al-Dalet plus a little bit more. Now you're assuming there's tzel. But how high are you talking? More than 20. So if you're talking a drop more than 20 in height, and a drop more than Dalet al-Dalet, so you could say, so now already you have tzel of the schach, once you get a little wider. Let's say you're raising it considerably higher than it was, and you're just talking about sukkah that's barely more than Dalet al-Dalet. So suddenly the problem is solved? Suddenly the tzel? That's Tosis' problem. Why should that be? Logically, it shouldn't be that way. The tem v'chinachshir b'rechava mashu yesu mi-Dalet Amos im ha'isa gevoa mi-esma fi u'tuva ha'vadai en kan tzel sukkah. There's certainly no tzel sukkah. If it's so much higher, so that, and you have just a drop more than Dalet al-Dalet, so the problem should still exist. And the Gemara seems to be suggesting that once it's more Dalet al-Dalet, suddenly it's kosher. So it's Tosus two tirutz. The Yeshu Omar answer number one. The La'olam Tzarech Harochav Lefi Hagova Lefi Cheshbon Dalet Amos Le'esrim. Tosus says a tremendous chiddush. In Achinami, it's not ki'ilu that if you're raising it ad la'shamayim and you're just talking a little wider than Dalet al-Dalet, it's going to become kasher. When we say that when it's wider than Dalet al-Dalet, then lamal me'asim is kasher, means proportion. In other words, we're talking about the proportion of what to what. 20 amos height, and how wide? Dalet al-Dalet, so it means for every amma that you're increasing in the width, with the length, you have how much to raise? 5. Ratio 5 to 1. So by that ratio, 5 to 1, up to that amount, you can allow. Once you get to that, past that amount, then it's a problem again. So it comes out in terms of bigger than, you could be kasha if it's bigger, as long as you don't raise it too much beyond that proportion. That's in terms of increase. But now let's figure out the following. We're saying that the minimum shia sukkah now, the maskana sagamari, that starts at what point? Machzekes rosh v'shulchano. So let's talk about a sukkah that's less than valid al-valid. Are we going to assume automatically that it's going to be pasul? Or can you imagine it's going to go in both directions? Or the opposite. You're assuming it's going to be kosher in every case. Up to Dalet al Dalet, right? So the smaller that it is in its width, but if it's close to 20, are you going to assume that it's automatically going to be kosher if it's not 20? Well, chori, you have the same proportion going the other direction. And therefore, if it would be the proportion that would be not giving sale, then it should be a problem less as well. Says the Marsha, that's what it sounds like from Tosus. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, look at the Tashbates, Chelk Avsim Kub Chavav, and that's what he says over there. That Bein Kula Bein Lachumra, Bein more than Dalad Dalad, Bein less, if it's not going to fit the proportions that we just worked out for ourselves, that means 5 to 1, right? We said 20 amos high, no, 1 to 5, 4 amos by 4 amos in width and length, 20 amos in the height. That means that for every amma that you're raising, that you're widening, you can go up to 5. But it's going the other direction as well. So if you're going to have the proportion that's not going to fit with that, and it's going to be less than 20 amos, but it would be such that it would not fit this proportion, it would not get sale, it would also be pasul l'mata l'cha. So then what do you have in the Mishnah? Sukkah shikvah l'mami asimam of sukkah b'ayim sukkah d'ar al d'aret. And guess what? It could be l'mata l'cha and also be on pasul. If what? If it's really, really small, then that proportion. But that's what comes out of Tosus first teretz. You can do the exact formula, the exact math, exactly what that would come down to. But that would be what emerges in Tosfos first teretz. So then, it's like, but the Mishnah is trying to lock itself into what? To a sheer sukkah of Dalet al Dalet. That's the kip to the Mishnah. That's what it would come out. Chayr, according to the Tashbeit, according to the Masha. Tosfos has a second teretz to this kasha. What does Tosfos say, second teretz? First teretz, l'olam tzarech harochav v'fi agov v'fi cheshbon dalet amos l'esbon. Inami, kimruhu rabbanon da'afilu b'gova elef. Even at a height of 1,000, e'ef sheshilo yehikan tzel schach purta. Im ha'yisir v'chav yosem y'dalet amos. Once you get beyond dalet amos, I don't care how high it is, there's some sale that's coming. Some sale. Where do we find that idea? That even if you know it will be less, but it will be something. The Ashkachan per Yom Kippurim, because service agas, the shear of Yom Kippur is not the shear achilah of kezayis or korot or kula. The Torah makes it depend on whether you have inui or not. So the measure is yisuvei daita. Therefore, the shear achilah for Yom Kippur is not kezayis, but rather how much a koseves agas a date. So the Gemara asks, but does that mean that it could be a regular person that's going to have a date size of a food that make them full, and Ogmel Chabashan will have the same date size of food and make him full. You would think that for him it would take more to make Yisuvei Daita. Says Gemara, no. The Miyasve Daita, Damin Kuliyama Tuva, Ogmel Chabashan Purta. Tzkoseves Agasa, a food, gives you Yisuvei Daita. But for Og, it would be a small level of Yisuvei Daita, but it will also be Yisuvei Daita. The Tosfos is using that muscle over here as well. Once you get wider than Dalet al Dalet, even if the shear of the schach is huge, very, very high, but there'll be some sale. We have to know what that means, in what sense, what in Metzius, really, is there really some sale? And how much sale is it going to be? Probably very minimal. So is that called... So what happened to Zilas and Mechama? There'll be some sale. Let's assume there'll be some sale. But how much sale is it? Yeah?
There's still going to be sale from the walls,
though. There'll be sale from the walls. Okay. So that good enough? If I have a little bit of sale from the schach, minimal amount, and I have sale from the walls, so that should be okay. It's not chamasa meruba. Say better. Just elaborate what you're saying. What is the problem of chamasa mitzilas? So what did Rashi say? The sale is bottle in what? The sale is bottle in the chama. Yeah. That's sale in chama. Here, it's not chama. Sale and sale. No, he says sale to fanos. But the sale of schach, some measure. No, so the pshat is, you have some sale of schach. So that's okay, you have sale. If I had no sale, like in Mazera's case, in the case of the Mishnah, it's a problem, there's no sale schach at all. Once I have some sale schach, the schach gets sale. Aye, it's a little bit of sale, a little bit is also something. Bottle it's not, because it's not chama. That's just to say what you're saying. It's, as long as it's not bottle, it's a chidush, that would. But what does it mean to metzias? It really is, there'll be some sale. So I saw it in the back in the Mitzrayim of Shlomo Eger, Gilead Mashah says to look at a ran. I gave you this ran to look at. I didn't know what he meant by mentioning this ran. The ran, it's late, but the ran quotes in Rav Zeira the question of the Mitzias here. Rav Zeira says that there's no tzel tfanos. Schach is only tzel tfanos. The ran asks, right in the beginning, on the Mishnah, on that name of Rav Zeira, Tmiyani. What is the Ran asking? The question is a little hard. In the beginning, it sounds like he's talking about Lomar Mechaf. He's talking about Lomata Mechaf. A little less than 20. A little less than 20 height. You're telling me there's sale? Really? It's not so. It's also not sale. So what does he say? Pikachani omer mitocha dochik. The kimruhu rabbanon, the ad esrim ama megin haschach, o memaet chom hachama mishi yoshik tachteha. Sheinu mischam ba kokach, ki lo ye megula. What is the Ran's word? He says that until esrim ama, you might not have the quote-unquote sale that you like to quote sale in the sense of shade, but what has been accomplished up to 20 amas? The heat is not as oppressive. So he says, it's megan, means it's shielding somewhat from the sun. It's not as hot. Kim Rabban, ad esrim ama, megan haschach umimait chom hacham umisha yoshev, she'enu meschanim kol kach, ki lo hayu megula. So he's saying, maybe that's what sale means. Sale means some kind of a break from the oppressive heat. That's also called sale. It's not as strong. Perhaps what we're trying to say, Shoma Eger's Mitzayin this Ran, is Petosus here as well. Tosus says, I don't care how high it is. Once it's wider than Dalit, there's going to be some sale. What do you mean, some sale? The answer is in the form of what the Ran says. In other words, there'll be some, once it's wet and down, there'll be some sense of protection from the sun. Sail that you could measure, and what you would want to call sail, maybe not. The higher it is, and just a drop bigger than down, you wouldn't be able to say sail in the way that we would translate it. But in Kimul Rabbanan, that is doing something. It's doing something. It's protecting in some minimal way. Okay.